So good morning, everyone. Good morning. Thank you all so much for being here. I am super excited and truly honored to be here. I'd like to say a big thank you to Pastor Sam. Thank you so much, Pastor Sam, for this opportunity to be here and to share a very special word in this seminar, this 1 hour that we have together. And also to my leadership here, also, I want to say a big thank you. Thank you for the welcome to be a part of the great work that you all are doing, going to God. And to everyone here, I hope you are ready. I hope you are ready to receive everything that the Spirit of the Lord has specially packaged for you. Amen. So let's endorse it and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now, to make the most of this experience, your feedback and, you know, as we're going on this journey, standing out, so please feel free to put it in the chat so that others can also benefit from the revelation that you are receiving. I have already been introduced to them, so I'll just move right on. But also one of the things that the privilege I have and I'm always grateful for is using Harrington Global, which is a vehicle. I call it the vehicle that God has given me in order to go out there and share the impact or live out the life that God has given me. And hopefully through this, I'll be able to talk to you more about that. Okay, so let's get on with this. So I know I am here to talk about professional development and personal effectiveness in a seminar related to that. But, you know, throughout the journey, one thing I noticed is that there are some very, very important things that I believe that each and every individual must grasp before we get into anything effective or development. Does that make sense? So, for example, let's think about this. Imagine there's an eagle, right? And this eagle, for a long time, thought it was a chicken. How effective would that eagle be if all they were trying to do was to be effective as a chicken? Anyone? Well, how effective would that be? Do you think it'll be effective?
Not that effective, not what it's supposed to be.
Not at all, right? Because, yes, this person is not aware of certain important things. And they have to get that in order to be personally effective. So for you to be personally effective, for you to develop professionally in different areas of your life, there are certain things that is very clear. And so one of the things that I'm going to share with you, hopefully get you in the right frame of mind and in position in order to actually do more and more in order to be personally effective. How does that sound? So let's get right into it. So before we get started, just a few things here. What age group do you belong to? You can put it in the chat. A, B, or C. What age do you all belong? All right, so I am hearing a lot of Bs. Anybody else in A or C category? Anyone? All right, so majority of us here are within this age group, right? Within this age group. Wonderful. So this is very, very key. That tells us that I'm in the right room with the right people, and a lot of things have to be put in place. Okay. Now, what is the full retirement age in America? The full retirement, any guesses? The full retirement age in America. Okay, so we have 65. Anyone else? Okay. So to get the full benefits, it's at 67. Okay, 67. And so you can look at your age. If you are in America and working, or I know in Ghana it's much lower, but then it's still within, well, in the 60s. So if you're looking at it as an individual, you think, okay, this is my age now. How many more years do I have till I retire, right? And but one of the things that I want to bring your mind to is that we must do things the God way, okay? We must do things the God way. What is God's design? As a child of God, what is God's design? And we're going somewhere with this, so hang on here, okay? So he says, I'll read it. The Lord also instructed Moses, okay? This is what you should do. This is talking to the Levites. It says that they must follow serving in the tabernacle at the age of 25, and they must retire at the age of 50. After retirement, they may assist fellow Levites by serving as guards at the tabernacle, but they must not officiate in service. So you can kind of see God's divine plan for the Levites. you can see that when God is doing something, there is a purpose and there is a plan to it. How many of you agree to that? There is a purpose and there is a plan. And so if God has this set of number of years to do ministry in that sense, we as children of God, we are in some form of ministry. In our life, it's a form of ministry. So my question, for me, it gets me thinking, the world system has a particular age for retirement, right? Whether early 60s, late 60s, what have you. But if you look at God's divine plan, there is a calendar to it. There is a calendar. How many of you were aware of that? That there is a purpose in terms of when you should work and when you should now offer your services or counsel and help others also be able to serve. Anyone? I like to have discussion. That's the way we'll make the most of this seminar. And so please feel free to put in the chat or unmute yourself. Anyone? So now we know, right? Now we know. What would we do with the information that we have? Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you for this day that you have given us. I know that I am not here by my own ability, but you have a special message for this wonderful woman of God. I know, O Lord, that you have a purpose for their lives. And in this purpose for their lives, O Lord, you have a plan to it. And it is, and I know in this moment, in this time here, you will reveal mysteries to them, O Lord. And not only that, they will leave this place equipped, knowing that they have heaven's backing to fulfill their purpose. We thank you in all that you're doing in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Tell someone, let's get started.
Let's get started.
How about that? So there's a plan for your life. Recognize that. Believe that there is God's perfect plan for my life. He says, I know the plans I have for you. Now, a lot of times what is happening is that people are actually planning their lives. We are taught that we must plan our lives a certain way. How many of you still have an issue? Let's be honest here, the safe space, I'm sure. Have an issue planning your day. How many of you are still getting in the grasp of planning your year? You have plans set for the year only, I see the hands raised, right? You have the plans set for the year only to realize that the plans have changed or not even close, or whatever you set out to do didn't go as planned. Now, I'm not here to say do not plan, but I'm here to say that we put a lot more emphasis on planning than one other aspect that I'm going to talk to you about. Which is, I felt, you know, led that I cannot even go past talking about certain things unless this part is understood. And we're going to dive into that. I remember I was talking to it. I said, well, I feel like this session should have been three parts because there's so much that needs to build on its own. But there is God's divine plan. God's divine plan. So as believers, we must align ourselves or position ourselves to God's plan for our lives. But it's not so much about us getting behind the driving seat or sitting down and saying, I'm here to make my 10-year plan. I used to do that. And I had to feel, I had to get corrected. A 10-year plan? A 5-year plan? What? So am I bringing my plan to God to endorse it? Are you following what I mean? I am doing a 10-year plan, a 5-year plan. It's all good. But am I bringing that plan to God? Or am I rather to ensure that I am walking in God's divine plan? Those are two different things. And I believe that each and every one of you, all of you here, are very high achievers, want to get things done, want to work in God, and want to get things done concerning your life. But what if it's not God's plan? Then we are what? Hitting a miss. We are hitting a miss. So I'm here to talk to you that whatever we do, what brings fulfillment or joy in our life is walking in God's divine purpose or God's given purpose or God's established plan for our lives. It is not about my 10-year goal or my 5-year plan or my yearly plans. It is about being in alignment with God's purpose for me. Can we agree to that? Am I in the right place with this? So we can plan all we want, but if it's not in accordance to God's plan, we will not be very effective in the things that we do. we will not be effective. And so some people think they are being effective, but it's almost like they are really working, and then feeling unfulfilled. Everything that we need is in God's, it's packaged, it's in God's word, it's in there for us. We cannot do it the way the world does it. So I'm here to you, you know, so I'm here to talk to you about your purpose, you know, in alignment, because if you understand how your purpose works, then you will be able to be effective in the things that you ought to do. I hope that makes sense. The reason for which you were created, or the reason for your existence, is key. That is why I mentioned earlier, if there is an eagle who has spent their whole life living like a chicken, even though they go to the class of personal effectiveness about being a chicken, it still will not, they will not be able to push to their potential. Because that is not what they were divinely created for. First of all, we must what? Understand God's divine purpose for our lives. We must understand God's plan before we start to now do certain things to work in alignment with his plan. That is very key. That is very key. And so I want to let you know something I always say, if you know me, I'll say there is more to you than meets the eye. How true is that? You can look at yourself right now. You know, you are still limited in what the scope or the depth of your existence. There is more to you. There is more to you. Who knows that there is more is God. The one who knows the extent of what you can do, how much you can do, and to what magnitude is God. So you look at yourself right now, and I'm asking you the question, though you don't, you know, this is something for you to reflect on. Are you happy with where you are now? Are you content with the place you are? Are you fully content? Or do you feel a yearning and a desire inside of you? That is purpose knocking at your door. That is purpose calling you to show up more and more when you feel the nudge, right? All right. So one of the things that I usually talk about, and you know, as a seminar, I'm giving you more information here. And then throughout, we'll be discussing. So please, anything that stands out to you, go ahead and put it in the chat, okay? It helps me know what you're grasping and how this is also going. Now, to be effective, you must understand purpose, okay? And in purpose, one of the approach, I have there's a 3D formula that was inspired by the Holy Spirit that I share with people. And it's in the area of discovering, developing, and dominating with your inherent abilities. This has personal effectiveness all upon it. Right. So to walk in my purpose and my God-given plan and walk in the actual reality, my reality, I must learn to put these three things in use. I must learn to discover my abilities. I must learn to develop my abilities. I must learn to dominate in my abilities. And this work hand in hand. You don't discover first before you develop, and then you are doing this simultaneously. Okay, you are doing this simultaneously. So I call it the 3D formula, and I'm going to expose you to an aspect of it, and it's going to be based on God's word. I tell people, you know, you can read all this purpose-driven books and other things, I read all how to be effective and all, but if it is not in accordance to God's word, then you're missing the point. Then we're going about it the natural way. But if you want to go about it the divine way, we must go to the source, which is the word of God. So if anyone here, if you can share, if you can kindly read this scripture, we will dive into it. Okay, we're going to take this scripture and then look at Mary's life. How was Mary able to actualize God's perfect plan for her life? Can anyone please kindly read the first one?
In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. How will this be? Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin. The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month, for no word from God will ever fail. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your word to me be fulfilled. Then the angel left her.
Thank you so much. Thank you for reading that. So the first is I want to share with you very key areas in order to help you actualize this 3D formula I spoke about in discovering, in developing, and then dominating with your inherent abilities. Okay, so one of the things that these are things that as inspired by the Spirit has taken me quite some time really to dive into this. And so I am always looking forward to sharing this because I believe that as individuals, as women, you know, this time, and as men, if anyone here too, right, this is the time. The time for God's children to rise up is now, more than ever before. And there are things that we can do that makes us set apart from the rest of the world. If you notice in this scripture, number one thing is preparation and conditioning, taking advantage of opportunities that present itself. That is what I'm here to talk to you about here. Taking advantage of opportunities that present itself. So if you notice, God has a plan for your life, but it is up to us to be positioned and conditioned to be able to actualize or walk in God's divine purpose for our lives. It is up to us. And so when we read here Samuel, you know, the story of Samuel, you can take some time to read the story of Samuel. You know, the story of David, excuse me. When Prophet Samuel came, you know, I'm ready to anoint a king or get a king. He says, Samuel asked about an absent son. And Samuel said to Jesse, so let's say Samuel has shown up, right, in the house of Jesse. And he's looking at the sons of Jesse. And he looks at Jesse and the children, and then he was looking at it physically and then was able to bring one of the sons out. But what did God rejected that one? And so then someone asked Jesse, are all these young people, are all your children here? Then the daddy remembered, oh, I have a younger son. And what is the younger son doing? The younger son is keeping the sheep. And the interesting part about this story is that someone said to Jesse, send and bring him, for we will not sit until he comes. We will not sit until he comes here. So I want us to look at this carefully. This is very key. He says that what Samuel was here to anoint, the children have been lined up, but then he says God was looking for a particular one, which is David. David was nowhere there, was not present at the moment. David was what? Keeping the sheep. And Samuel knew and asked the Jesse, okay, are these all your sons? He says, no. So what am I saying here? You may be doing certain things right now, but if you are preparing yourself or you are in alignment with the things of God, guess what? You will not miss your place. You would think that another person would have been chosen. No, the one who has been chosen all along was called. The Bible says, for we will not sit till he comes here. Okay, we will not sit. So I want you to ask to read the story of Mary again. Mary was appeared to by the angel. Okay, Mary was appeared to by the angel. The Holy Spirit will come. Sorry, give me 1 second here. There's a lot of 1 second. Okay, more of them showing up on my screen. Are you all here with me? Glory to God. I think we're all very, very, very quiet. Very quiet. Not... Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So, if we look at the story of Mary, right? Mary was positioned to be married. So Mary was preparing. In a sense, the angel of the Lord did not appear to a single person that was not positioned or preparing to be married. The Spirit of the Lord, which is the angel, appeared to Mary because Mary was in preparation to get married. When you get married, right, it's looked upon that after marriage you give birth. So what am I saying here? You may not fully grasp the scope of where God is leading you, but in everything that you're doing, you must take advantage of the opportunities. Let's say the opportunities to serve here in this ministry, the opportunities to in your place of work. Take advantage of those positions, because it is in that position, in that time, in that area, you never know when you will get that aha moment. It does not just show up. You must be what? Prepared. So taking advantage of the opportunities. Now, let's look at the next one. Here, it says that in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, to a virgin. We talked about this virgin was ready to be married, right? And so the angel of the Lord appeared to her. Now, Mary was a descendant of them, was to be married to a man, Joseph, who was a descendant of David. What does that tell us here? Your ties, your background, your foundation plays a key role in the direction that God is calling you. Don't neglect. Some of you, you may look at your family background and you may look at it and say, I'm not proud of where I'm coming from. Or you may look at it and say, I'm from a good home and all. But that is not the case. You know, if you look at the descendant of David, it is tied to Christ. So what am I saying as individuals? As people, as you are preparing yourself, mind you, God has a plan that you have a number of years to work. You have a number of years to do his will. In this number of years, certain things are key. Number one, preparation. Number two, as I have mentioned here, your ties, your background, your foundation. Have you taken the time to look at where you're coming from? Have you taken the time to look at the reason why you were born in this family? There are certain things that you can see about your family life. Have you taken the time to look through it? Because sometimes God will reveal certain things to you, but you may not be able to fully grasp because you are not aware of the family that you come from. You didn't just show up in any family. God has a plan. Someone, can you put that in the chat? But God has a plan. God has a plan. God has a plan. God has a plan. So again, I want to pose this question to you. This is a lot of reflection we're going to do here. Have you looked at your family background recently? Have you looked at your family background recently or ever? Talk to me. Have you looked at your family background recently?
Yes.
Did anything stand out to you? Please, can you share that?
Yes. Actually, it's interesting to answer this question, because just this past few days, I was sharing that with Pastor Sam. My family thought we were from a certain region in Ghana, and then just a little background at the beginning of this year revealed we were from the Eastern region.
Wow.
So that is interesting. Yeah. It was a fun fact.
Thank you so much. And that makes a big difference in the sense that you thought you were from this place. You've thought about it this well, and I'm going to find out that you're from a different place. Amazing. Thank you for sharing that. Anyone else? This is very real. I mean, we're all between the ages of 25 to 50, right? And looking at this plan in ministry, what God is saying, this is the time to put things in place. But how do we go about it? It's all about planning our day. We must look at our tithes. It makes sense that Jesus was supposed to come out of, from Mary, connected to Joseph. It makes sense because of the background. Anybody else? Have you been able to look at your background recently or at all? What did you find? Did you find anything that resonates with you? Maybe there are some family members, you know, your whole family members, there's a particular, everybody has this gift in singing or in all, everyone is in ministry or everyone is in some form of medical career or path or anything like that. Anyone? I'm pulling it out of you. I want to, I'll put it in the chat. I don't know if there's any in the chat. Not yet. Okay.
Yes. Yes. So yesterday I was talking to my mom about it. Mm-hmm. On my dad's side, my grandfather, nobody really knows where he came from. So that's something that I was thinking about, because it seems as if in my family, most of us are getting into ministry, but trying to trace it back just because of the war, he came as a young boy, and nobody knows exactly where he came from. So yeah, that's something that we're talking about yesterday.
talking about. And I encourage each and everyone. Thank you so much for sharing that. I encourage each and every one of us, because we cannot all of a sudden decide we're going a particular direction and not sure where we're coming from. And not sure where we're coming from. You know? So imagine you are in Texas and I said, I need you in Oklahoma in 10 minutes. Hold up. I'm not even in Oklahoma. Right? It matters where you're coming from. And it makes, when God is revealing certain things to you, then you begin to connect the dots. I'm not even sure that, obviously, at that time, even Mary was able to fully grasp what was happening. But let's move on. Let's move on here. So the next thing I want us to focus on here is, and it's still relating to this, the angel of the Lord, you watch this, the angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak in Ophrah that belonged to Joash, the Abizrite, where his son Gideon was threshing wheat in a wine press to seek it from the Midianites. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. Where did he appear to this boy, or to Gideon? At the oak in Ophrah that belonged to his father. So it's very important to recognize the family, the ties, what you are connected to. It may not be in a side family, you know, places you are connected to, but I'm focusing on just family for now, or where, you know, it's important. And I don't want to miss it. And from time to time, you know, I'm inspired by the Holy Spirit to pause here. I want us to just spend some time here. Just speak in tongues. Like, if you are here, you can speak. I know many of you can speak in tongues, or speak in the language of your understanding. It is very important that we recognize this, because to what extent is personal effectiveness if these things are not put into place? Let's pray. Oh, Manta Ibasha, take it above. Ask for revelation. Ask that your eyes are open to be able to locate the germs in your family and anything that is tied to you. Everything that is tied to me according to your word, oh Lord, I ask that it be revealed, that my spiritual antennas are heightened in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. When you look throughout the Bible, God works with families. God's covenant with families, he keeps it. Look at the story of Abraham. Here we are with the seed of Abraham. God is keeping that covenant with us. Let's read this as we're going on in this message here. It says also, we've read the scripture, so we're just focusing on some things here. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, ye who are highly favored." Look at how God addressed her. The angel of the Lord addressed her by how God sees her. Highly favored. Tell yourself, "I am highly favored.
I am highly favored.
I am highly, highly favored." Do you believe that? Yes. Hallelujah. I am highly favored. He says, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." And then what happens? In 31, it says, "You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High." You know, and what did the angel of the Lord begin to do? He began to unveil certain things to her. So you notice that the vision was very plain. The instructions that the angel of the Lord gave to Mary was very plain. But for it to be very plain, Mary needed to be positioned in order that she was prepared to get married. Right? We've talked about that. Mary was in line, which means that her connection with Jesus, it was intact. And then the Spirit of the Lord, or the angel, began to what? Minister. Addressed her by who she is and how God
says,
"Yes. You will conceive, you will give birth to a son."
Amen.
Now, let's look at verse 31 here. Is it very plain? If you were to read this thing, does that make sense, or is there any hidden agenda? Let's read 31 very clear. Let's look at, "You will conceive and give birth to a son. You are to call him Jesus." Was the instruction pretty clear, or it was still not clear? If you were there, the angel of the Lord were to ask you, or were to tell you this, that you will conceive, you will give birth to a son, and this is their name, how clear is that?
Very clear.
Very clear. Very, very clear. Very clear. So what is it? As we're building, it's coming together here. The vision is clear. So I'm here to tell you, if certain things are not put in place, if you are not preparing yourself, okay, if you are not making the most of the season you're in, you find yourself in one challenge or the other, and you are willing to go, you want to quickly leave that challenge. Oh, God, it's taking too long. Or you are in a particular, let's say, job, and the pay is not where it ought to be, but you almost like want to get over this season and move on to the next. You are short-circuiting yourself. It pays to be prepared, to make the most of every opportunity that comes up. And not only that, to know where you are coming from, so that when the vision comes to you, you can be able to at least get a full grasp of it. Imagine the angel of the Lord showed up to a baby and made these things and told these things to the baby. The baby will not even grasp, will just be speaking as though the angel of the Lord is not there, right? And he showed up to the one who was being prepared, who was getting ready for marriage. So my question to you is that, do you know God's vision for your life? It should be crystal clear. And in order to do this, preparation is key. Don't spend much time preparing, planning for your 10-year goal and 5 years and 1 year goal. Those are nice, but they must actually follow God's plan. And what we must do is to put these things I'm telling you into practice. And preparation is very key. So let's read the Habakkuk 2:2-3. It says, write the vision, make it plain, so that you may run with it. Because the vision is awaiting for its appointed time. Which means that when vision meets the right time, it will unfold. It will not lie. Write the vision down. But how can you write a vision down when you don't know? How can you write the vision down when you're not at your post for you to even be ministered to? God is waiting at a place he has called. And we see that place as a challenge, as a place, not the right place. So I'm not going to, oh God, I'm not going to spend time on this. Oh, I'm looking for my 10-year plan. My 10-year plan is this and this and this. This has nothing to do with my 10-year plan. It's not in alignment. God, why am I wasting my time here? Did you draw the plan? Did you draw God's divine plan? No. If you want God's plan for your life, if you want to be effective in the things that God has called you, me, if I want to be effective in the things that God has called me, I must not waste any season. I must not waste time planning as though I don't have heavenly backing. What we must actually yearn for is the grace to make the most of the season. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I know I'm talking to the right people in the sense that right now, if I'm looking for you, would I find you in the club, drunk, not knowing what to do, laying on the floor, people are trying to pick you up and trying to gather you? Would I find you there? If you don't answer, then you're a suspect.
Not at all.
No. Would I find you, in fact, drunk? I mean, you don't know your left and right. Would I find you? No. So, but where I will find you, you know where I will find you? A number of people busy planning for your life. Busy planning for your life. How many of you are guilty of that? Busy putting calculation 1 to 1 as to is 2, right? 2 minus 1 is 1, right? Busy calculating your life. How many would I find someone on that table? I talked about the other tables. I heard a loud no. Would I find you at a place busy calculating your life? And there is nothing wrong with it in the sense that, you know, you have dreams, you have goals, things you want to achieve. But certain things is clear. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And all these other things that we are hoping to build and work on will unfold. Because vision always awaits its appointed time. But you must be positioned to receive the vision. You must be positioned. Make it the most. Something that I always tell myself, and I always, you know, I continually say, I am always at the right place at the right time. I will not miss my place. I will not be like the 5 virgins. You know, there were 10 virgins, and the Bible calls them 5 was foolish and 5 were wise. 5 were foolish and 5 were wise. They were all there to meet the groom, right? They had all planned, but the wise ones made preparation in the case there is delay. they were ready armed. So not only am I a business oriented or a woman of God, but I am very intentional. That's what I want to bring to your mind. You see what I mean? You are that woman of God that is walking in God's plan and purpose for your life. You're that man of God that is walking in God's purpose and plan for your life. It is very important. Let's move on here. So now Mary is here and the Spirit of the Lord has said what he said. And that it makes sense. You will conceive, you will bear the child. It even gave the name. It said, this name will be Jesus. But the part that we need to understand here, Mary asked, how will it be since I'm a virgin? Yes, I'm been preparing to get married. I'm going to get married to Joseph, right? But then you are giving me a vision right now, and I'm looking at my current situation, and I'm wondering, how will this be possible? It's not possible. How will this be? Yes, I'm preparing. Yes, I am, you know, like the direction, I see it. But how will this be? The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come on you. The power of the Holy Spirit will overshadow you. So what? She asked the million-dollar question, and she received an answer. This is what is going to happen. What does that tell us? The vision that God has, the purpose that God has, should not be, you will not be able to grasp it fully with your mental capacity. When you think about what God can use you for, you should say it can only be God. The dream, you understand the dream, you understand where God is taking you, you understand what God wants to do with your life, but then the how, if the dream is easy to fully grasp, then that is not the one. It must take grace. It must take divine influence. It says, how can this be? I get it. I get I'm preparing. If I were to marry Joseph, of course I would give birth. But you are giving me this information without being married. This is what you're telling me. How can it be? But God does not leave us helpless. He will tell you that I will be with you. It will require divine influence. Is there something? Have you made plans for your life? Have you calculated in such a way that A needs to B and it needs to be the C, D, E, F, G, H, and it's perfectly planned for the next 5 years, perfectly planned for the next 1 year? Then you are doing it about your own will. It is not with divine influence. There must be the wow factor. The Bible says, it is not by might, it is not by power, it is by spirit. You will succeed because of my spirit. You will succeed. Tell yourself, I will succeed because of God's spirit. Tell yourself that.
Because of God's spirit.
I will not succeed because I have a degree. I will not succeed because I come from this wealthy home. I will not succeed because I'm in America. I will not succeed because I'm in this country. I will not succeed because I'm at this age. I will succeed only and solely because of the spirit. Therefore, no mountain, however high, can stand. It will flatten before me. And I will finish what God has called me to do with mighty shouts of thanksgiving, declaring that it is only by the grace of God. Not by only my degree. There's some people that are hiding behind their degree. I didn't get this degree, so how can I stand in front of these people and speak? I didn't get this training, so how can I start this business that I know God is calling me to do? I didn't get this growing up, so who am I to do this? Excuse me, a woman of God, a Proverbs 31 woman? Rather, how can it be? And he will tell you that it will take the Spirit of God. Just like he said, the Spirit of the Lord will overshadow you, Mary. Safety, the Spirit of the Lord will influence you. The Spirit of the Lord will work in and through you, because that is the only way you can actualize God's plan. You will succeed with your other plans you have for your life, no telling. But to succeed with God's plan, you need the help of God. That means that there, no matter what it will take to get it done, he says, I will help you through it. I will flatten it before you. You will finish the work. Tell yourself, I will finish this race. with mighty shouts. Let me tell you something. Now, it is not when you are, you reach the finish line and you're like, oh man, I barely made it. Hey God, serving you was not a joke. I barely made it. It is not my ministry. I will approach this 50 mark, because I'm looking at God's plan, 25 to 50. I'm approaching that time with mighty shouts of thanksgiving for God's mercy for my life. Because I've been able to do this. I will finish what I started, and I was able to only do it by God's grace. God's grace. So then, oh God, glory to God. So then, now that you have finished, you said, I finished what I started. I finished. Are you following me? Are you in this with me? Let's move on. So Mary has asked, and God has answered. And then Mary answered, okay, God, may your word be fulfilled. I don't know how, but I've prepared myself. You have shown up at the time that you knew this was the right message for me in this part of preparation. You've given me the vision. I don't know how it's possible, but you've given me an idea that it can only be by the Spirit. So guess what? May your word to me be fulfilled. And it says, then the angel left her. So Mary's response is key. Your mindset, Mary's attitude. Mary did not doubt. Mary did not doubt. He says that, okay, this is it. It's going to take God. Then so shall it be. Your attitude is very key. As a child of God, you must trust in God with all your heart, with all your mind, with everything of you. You cannot lead on your own understanding. It's very easy to lean on your own understanding because you laid that foundation. Building this house, I know this foundation, this has been built. So I can fully lean on this because I have an understanding. I know this was built under my watch, in a sense. But the Bible is telling you that to carry out God's divine purpose for the life, to be effective in the things that God has called you, you need trust. There are some of you that you are in a place that does not seem conducive to trust God. You are in a place that you are wondering, how did I get myself here? What is happening to me? God, how can you allow this to happen to me? God, how can me that have served you all my life, these things are going on in my life, how can it be? I'm here to tell you, regardless of the situation, trust in the Lord with all your heart and all your mind. As I'm wrapping up here, it says, all your ways submit to him, and then he will be the one to straighten any path. He will be the one to straighten your path. Praise God. Are you trusting God with where you are? Or are you in the driver's seat, busily putting the 5-year, 10-year plan together? And again, I want to go on. I'm not saying those is, you shouldn't do that, but I'm saying that one thing is key, right? Making sure that you are factoring God in it rather than, you know, going to God for that inspiration, rather than planning and say, God, here you are, bless it for me. But rather you are factoring it in every process. And then now, there was an instruction. At the time, Mary got ready and hurried. So now that the angel of the Lord left, at that time, what did Mary do? Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country. And he entered Zachariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. Remember in the beginning, Elizabeth was, you know, briefly introduced to us there. He was 6 months pregnant, right, at the time. So he says, when Elizabeth heard Mary's greetings, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. What happened? The baby in Elizabeth's womb leaped. What does that tell us? Your association is very key. Are you being led? Are you allowing yourself to be led by someone? You know, look at them in this group. You know, you have the spiritual head. Are you allowing him to lead? Do you have people that you can call as mentors who have been there ahead of you, who can help you on your journey? Or are you doing this thing all by yourself, single-handedly? You know, there's a saying that says, show me your friend and I'll show you your character. Another one that says, birds of the same feathers flock together. Who are those in your network? Your sphere of influence. This group right here, Proverbs 31, it says it all. It tells you the direction of this group. Are you making the most of this place? Your association is key. There ought to be a time when these women come together, and I mean, it's like you meet one another, you don't even have to say much. The vision in you and the vision in that person, there is a spark. Does that make sense? You meet that person, and then in your time of encouragement, you say, wow, I also had that experience. Oh, wow, as you were praying, the Spirit of the Lord was ministering to me. Oh, wow, this message was timely for me. You know, this place, this don't joke with this association. Don't joke with a place of like-minded individuals. What? You realize that what? It rubs off on you, the push to keep going. You know, Mary met Elizabeth and can say, man, Elizabeth is a testimony in itself. So in the 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth. There are many of you, God has put certain people in place to help you on your journey. God has equipped them for everything that you need. And not for everyone. There are particular people. Ask God to reveal those people to you. There are places that God has called you to be a part of. Ask God to reveal those places to you. Amen? It's very key. It's very key. So let's read the last part here. Blessed is she who has believed. So now after Elizabeth has met with Mary, and then the baby in the womb has lived, and there's this exchange, right? And Mary began to, Elizabeth began to speak over Mary. Says, you are blessed among women. You are blessed. This blessed is the child you will bear. Can you imagine? You know, she already can fully understand where Mary is coming from. She says, hey, how can it be? No. Because what God has prepared Elizabeth in advance for Mary. He says, blessed is she who has believed that the Lord will fulfill his promise. The last part I want to share with you is courage. The Bible did not, after it ended there, I mean, we'll get to see, but think about it if you were in Mary's shoe. As I run up here, you are in Mary's shoe. Okay, all of this is good and all, but you have to face reality. It will require courage. Spiritually, physically, emotionally, socially, you will be stretched. How many of you have been in that area before? Where you feel you've been stretched? Please talk to me, talk to me. I'll wait. How many of you are in a place where you feel you are being stretched? Physically, I mean, you know, emotionally, mentally. How many of you, you see a hand raised? Anybody else? When you are going where God is taking you, it will stretch you. It will. And it's not because it really requires more. It will take courage. That is why you hear the command, courage. It's a command. It says, this is my command. Be strong. Be courageous. Be strong. Be courageous. Because there are some of you, something you are used to will no longer be there. To some of you, things seemed all lined up. To some a part of your life got disrupted, and it required you to be strong. To some of you, it's very easy to take the next step, but then the next 2 steps, and then one before that, it takes courage. So that's why the Bible is commanding you. It's commanding you. Do not be afraid. You must tell yourself, I will not be afraid. There will be times where you feel this anxiety or you are not on uncertainty. I tell myself, I will not be afraid. I will not be fearful. I will be faithful. For God is with me everywhere I go. Doing the things of God and God's doing the things of God is not for the comfortable. Oh, God has blessed me. I'm so comfortable where I am. I'm here to tell you, I'm not working in your purpose. Oh, I'm so comfortable. In fact, God is so good. God is wonderful. I have my car, my house, I'm married, I have this, I have that, my degree. Oh, I mean, God is wonderful. Yes, God is wonderful. But I'm here to tell you, you are not walking in God's divine plan. For God says that, be strong and be courageous. As people of God, it's time to ensure that we are walking in God's divine plan for our lives. It is time. 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 So the summary, in this, the one that I've shared with you, 7 things here. Preparation versus condition, your times, instructions, divine influence, your mindset, your association, your encourage is necessary to get you to actualize and put in place what God has, to actualize God's perfect plan for your life. God's perfect plan for your life. So when you actualize and walk in God's perfect plan, there is a timing that God wants you to do this. There's an appointed time. And once you are in that appointed time, you realize that after that, you will find yourself in that camp, encouraging and working with others to also be able to do more in their put the things that God has called us to do, to play. Now, I want to as I round up here, you know, anyone want to share something that you say, oh, overall, that the Spirit of the Lord was ministering to you? And as I give you a few moments to one of the stories, if you look at the Bible, the stories, we read these stories of the people, of how God has worked in their lives. And even after they are even gone, we are able to learn from them. Look at the story of Mary. It happened. The child of God was birthed. Jesus came. And not only that, Jesus in itself was a purpose. And he also fulfilled his purpose. And here we are today. So we must also fulfill our purpose for also what is tied to us to be actualized. It's important. So anyone want to share something as we round off here? Did you learn something? Did you receive something? Are you taking something home with you? Has God expanded your vision? Please tell me in the chat. It says, I will not be fearful. Yes, I will be faithful. Anyone would like to share what you have received? So as we're waiting, some of it. So there's this special message I want you to listen to on your own time, okay? I have to set this record straight before I reveal this part to you. If you want to be effective in the things that you have set out to do about your life, right? These things are key. I know career is a big part of it. And so I'm sharing with you here a free training. I encourage you. So if can share that in the, whatever you could share that in the chat. For anyone, just click on the link and then watch it. All right. I share with you a model that I found very effective or very helpful that will help you to be personally effective. Okay. In addition to what you receive, what I've just done is positioned you. So now that I've positioned you, it will be much effective to watch this message also leading to that. Okay. All right. So anyone that's been round up here would like to share what I don't want you to miss it. So you can follow on the link here. Just go ahead and in your own time, right? And if you want to actualize certain things, like the things I've talked about, God has a purpose for your life. And you know that now, and you are ready to walk in God's divine purpose for your life, it will take courage. And I left you on that cliffhanger in the sense that courage. And I am now going to share with you now, what can you do to actualize and be able to walk in your purpose fearlessly and courageously? Anyone, please, want to share?